When the Department of Homeland Security was established, Congress recognized the important role that technology must play in securing our nation.
Senator Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican, is the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
We created a science and technology directorate to undertake research and development activities. As the chairman's indicated, the directorate got off to a rough start, but in recent years has made some real progress. Today, the department is developing technologies on a variety of fronts, including biological, chemical, and explosives detection, communications interoperability, and passenger and cargo screening.
With that preamble from Senator Collins, the chairman of the panel, Connecticut's Joe Lieberman, ticked off Tara O'Toole's qualification for the DHS science and technology job.
After practicing medicine in Baltimore for several years, Dr. O'Toole earned a Master's of Public Health from Johns Hopkins, spent 5 years as a senior analyst and project director with the Congressional Office of Technology Assessment, and from 1993 to 1997 served as the Assistant Secretary for Environment, Safety, and Health in a most honorable fashion, I might add, at the Department of Energy. From 1999 to 2003, she managed the Johns Hopkins Center for Civilian Biodefense Strategies. For the last 6 years, Dr. O'Toole has served as the Director and Chief Executive Officer at the Center for Biosecurity at the University of Pittsburgh.
In her prepared statement, Dr. O'Toole told the committee that she's committed to a strategic approach to research and development when it comes to investing DHS funds for development of new technologies for Homeland Security. And she described the moment from her own life that ties in with that commitment.
I am here today, in part, because of the surprise launch of the Soviet satellite Sputnik in 1957. The shock of Sputnik spurred U.S. investments in science education, which brought teachers, science fairs, and advanced placement science courses to my small public high school in Massachusetts, New England, and essentially launched me into college and medical school. In the end, Sputnik catalyzed the U.S. triumphs in space and a new era of achievement in American science and technology. It is and has long been my conviction that science technology, wedded to American ingenuity, can be applied to help us better understand, prevent, and if necessary, respond to terrorist attacks and natural disasters. I would be honored to be part of such an effort as Undersecretary for Science and Technology.
During the question and answer session, Chairman Lieberman queried Dr. O'Toole about a possible use of science and technology to deal with a real-life homeland security challenge that's ripped from the headlines, and relate that to one of her stated priorities should she get the job.
To consider investments in long-term innovative projects that may assist in our efforts to defend against, to prevent, or respond to high-priority problems. Talk a little more about what you have in mind and what kinds of models there are that you have in mind for previous governmental involvement of this kind.
Well, the model I have in mind is DARPA's, quite frankly. They have been extremely successful in taking on very formidable challenges and working away at them over a period of years, long before their customers, would be the military services, have identified a particular technology, such as stealth aircraft, as something they need to fight the wars of today or tomorrow. I think there are many such challenges in the Department of Homeland Security, and indeed the problem may be selecting one or two that we could afford to pursue. Let me give you one example. I was visiting with Mr. Ahern, the head of Customs and Border Patrol, and we were talking about the threat of these unmanned submersibles bringing large quantities of drugs into the shores of Mexico. If we could detect and interdict those vehicles, which are getting increasingly sophisticated and numerous, We could turn off the drug trade before these drugs are distributed to many people who are a lot harder to track down and before it gets to the Mexican shores, so we could actually aid in the stability of the Mexico in addition to getting rid of a big problem and securing our own borders. I think that's a huge technological challenge, but it's a challenge which, if met, would take that problem off the table. So if you can take the problem off the table, as opposed to getting better and better at incrementally diminishing the problem, that would be very attractive to me.
At last report, the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee has yet to schedule a vote on Tara O'Toole's nomination to be the DHS Undersecretary for Science and Technology, but she is expected to easily win approval by the panel in the full Senate before the July 4th recess. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.